Coming up on Podcast 1470, the Cadillac Lyric gets some pricing and range details. Stick around and I'll tell you everything I know. Also on the podcast today, Electrify America do a big deal to buy some solar power. Samsung making an EV or not making an EV, we will discuss. And Uber launching their specific comfort electric product to get you into Teslas and Polestars as a traveller. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Tuesday, 17th of May today. My name is Martin Lee and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. I'm off next week, by the way, taking a 1 week break with the family, and so you'll have Blake standing in for the first time in, well, 1470 shows. When I've been off, I've always taken a break. When I took paternity and I had a year off, the podcast always paused. So it's a big moment for me and for this little project, and to have the funding to do that, to bring Blake in. He's a friend who knows EVs inside out. He's got a great experience of making EV content in Ireland, and you can hear Blake on the air every day next week. Really looking forward to hearing him myself, actually, stepping into these here boots on EV News Daily. Please make him feel very, very welcome. We'll start with the headline story. The Cadillac Lyric SUV will top 300 miles in range and offer two new colours. But it gets a little mini price bump from initial estimates. That's no great surprise as well. Pretty much everything is getting more expensive. The rear-wheel drive Lyric starts at $63,000. That is $3,000 more than the debut edition. The all-wheel drive version starts at $65,000. Initial deliveries of the all-wheel drive start early next year, and that's when we'll find out about the EPA estimated range near the start of production. Cadillac, according to the Detroit Free Press at freep.com, says they have 250,000 hand raisers. Now, a hand raiser, I gather, doesn't have to put any money down. There's always various versions of this, aren't there? There's, you know, the Model Y, which was $2,500 down, wasn't it? I'm stretching the old memory banks here. So Tesla could well and truly count that as, well, that's an order, right? We're pretty sure it is. The Cybertruck, which has an amount of reservations, people claim they can crowdsource these details, but we don't really know. It's $100. So, you know, how much is a Cybertruck reservation really a reservation? Well, how much is a Cadillac Lyric reservation when it's a hand raiser? I imagine not at all. Time will tell how many of those convert into actual sales, but of those interested in the Lyric, some interesting numbers behind this, actually. I find this super interesting. 70% are new to the Cadillac brand, and 68% are of the younger generations, bringing down the average age of Cadillac's typical customer. According to Cadillac, they said that with the launch of the Lyric debut edition, they offered a special price for the first customers at $60,000. As we move into the regular life cycle of the vehicle, we've adjusted pricing to reflect the content of the vehicle. And they specifically denied it was because of a rise in raw materials. They're putting the price up. I mean, nobody would blame them if they told the truth and said, look, everything's costing more for us to buy. And so it cost $3,000 more. They said it's not the reason. It was after the debut edition was done and dusted. It was always going to be a different pricing. I don't know. I just think, well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. And but if they'd come out and said, hey, it's more expensive because we're paying more. Well, I mean, nobody would blame them for that. Like, I think now our BS sensor, I'm not saying this is BS. I think generally yours, mine, the average consumer, because of, I don't know, social media, because of constant connectivity with the world. I don't know what it is. You know, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes like you could 20, 30, 40 years ago. This is not Mad Men, right? You can't just sell to the consumer without people being more savvy these days. And so, they say they always plan to put the price up. So what's it going to be up against? The Cadillac Lyric, what's it up against? Well, you could say the BMW iX. I would say it's more of a premium. Not that I've seen the Lyric. I have friends that have seen the Lyric in real life, and I think the BMW iX is more premium at $85,000. The Mercedes-Benz EQC, about $70,000. Jag I-Pace, about $70,000. Model Y, $61,000 odd. So, you know, the Lyric is towards the lower end of those numbers, and actually you get a huge amount for your money with the Lyric, and you get 2 years of unlimited public charging at EVgo. You can either choose that. It's an option, by the way. You either get your 2 years of EVgo charging, or if those stations aren't anywhere that you want to go, or whatever, for whatever reason, you can convert them to $1,500 towards home charger installation. I'll pop a link to that story in the show notes so you can read more. Audi, according to media reports, Audi will offer their A3 in a pure electric form in 2027 for the next gen version. That makes sense, right? Obviously, we're doing the e-tron cars at the minute, but all EV, all cars are going to be EV, so you can't call everything e-tron. I mean, there was an A3 e-tron, remember? Plug-in hybrid. I looked at buying an A3 e-tron. And so there is an electrified A3 already out there, but A3, very, very popular car. And it's reported by Auto, Motor und Sport. The new A3 might well be called the A3 e-tron, if Audi are consistent with their naming, based on the new platform. Now, the new platform is the SSP. That's not an Audi thing. That's a VW thing, by the way, with their new unified battery cells. There will probably not be an e-model in the classic compact car layout based on the MEB, says electrive.com. According to Auto, Motor und Sport, the electric A3 will be part of their new auto strategy. VW gave a few data points on that new platform. So just very quickly, if you like the MEB cars from VW, so that's the ID cars, it's the Skoda Enyaq, it's the Cupra Born, all based on a platform which underpins all those cars. From the middle of the decade, VW are already moving on. And that's what's impressed me with VW. Normally, you'd, I don't know, maybe try and get the MEB platform to do another half decade, probably maybe another 5 years. But no, a whole new platform called the SSP, a unified cell, so different cells inside. And that will underpin every VW group car and the brands they license to, with exception of the real high-performance Porsches, Audis, etc. And so it'll be an 800-volt flex system, says Marcus Duisman, the Audi boss. And that'll become the standard, whatever 800-volt flex means. I don't know. I don't know what 800 volts means, but anyway. Okay, moving on. ABB and Shell in Germany announcing plans for a nationwide network of ABB's top-of-the-line, top of the shop, Terra 360s. Now, the Terra 360 can charge up to 4 EVs at once. You can have 2 plugs or, you know, any number, really, but up to 4 cars at the same time. 200 of them launched across Germany in the next year. The Terra 360 has various configurations. Its modular design means that you can get peak utilization out of the hardware. 360 kilowatts maximum speed. They say it'll fully charge an EV in 15 minutes or less. Well, yeah, I mean, there are no EVs that charge at 360 kilowatts that you can buy on the retail market right now as a passenger vehicle. But, you know, I get their point, but there's nothing that can. And when they say charge, I mean, I hate that, because what do you mean? Like 0 to 80, 10 to 80, 10 to 100%? Like, no EV is charging to 100%, including cell balancing at the top in 15 minutes. So, hey, ABB, watch your wording of your press releases. Be more specific, please, for the pedants amongst us, or just those that like to provide accuracy. Okay, moving on. Talking about charging networks, Electrify America announcing a purchase agreement of 75 megawatts of solar generation, a 15-year virtual PPA, power purchase agreement, with TerraGen to build a solar energy project in San Bernardino County, California. The new project will generate 75 megawatts per hour at peak capacity. That's 225,000 megawatt hours a year. And it'll make enough energy to power the Electrify America network. Electrify America's first solar project in Southern California, Mojave Desert, may also be expanded upon as well. This new one in California opening mid-2023, and by then it will power all of Electrify America. So when you're public charging and you're the inevitable petrol head says, oh yes, but I think you'll find that EVs just shift the carbon generation to the power station rather than the fuel pump, you can say, no, my son, wind your neck in, I'm driving on sunshine. Or words to that effect. Samsung are next in the news, and according to an exclusive report in the Korea Times newspaper, Samsung, which is still Apple's top rival in the smartphone segment, with their go-to-market strategy that's very well proven for technology, they will not apply that to electric vehicles, not to finished electric vehicles, as the Korean tech company decided not to manufacture their own brand of EVs. That's according to two unnamed senior executives, both talking to Korea Times. Now, this newspaper says the core reasons behind the decision are that Samsung doesn't believe that entry into the finished EV segment would see sustainable profits. They will continue to service their top clients. Also, the semiconductor foundry business will continue and improve because of the unique nature of Samsung and Apple's ties, where Samsung is a major part supplier to Apple, even though they did spend a decade going back and forth with litigation, kind of frenemies, if you like. Investors' focus was on Samsung's position regarding the actual launch of the Samsung EV, which I didn't know was a thing, but I do now know it's now not a thing. Samsung Electronics, of course, the world's top maker of tellies and home appliances and chips, and Samsung SDI, their battery bit, supplying the likes of BMW, but will supply the likes of Stellantis when they're made in Canada in the future. Right, coming up very soon on the podcast, levers turned on. The next generation of EV batteries is being discussed by those that know such things, and Uber's new Comfort Electric package. Maybe you'll hit that in the app. I'll tell you all about it if you stick around. By the way, if you want your ad-free feed, check out Patreon. From $5, $10 or more, you can support the show, get it on the air, spread the word far and wide around the world about electric vehicles, and as well as funding this show, one of the benefits, perks, if you like, is an ad-free feed, which saves you time, let's face it. You can go to Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Have a look, no pressure, check it out, and maybe I'll see you on Patreon. Now, let's talk a little bit about how New Zealand wants to help you buy an EV. New Zealand will help people buy electric vehicles to end its reliance on fossil fuels, to lower agricultural emissions and reduce waste going to landfill. The New Zealand government promising in its most significant announcement on climate change in its history, according to The Guardian newspaper. The Guardian writes, "The emissions reduction plan sets the direction for climate action for the next 15 years, with the cap on the amount of greenhouse gases New Zealand emits in order to meet targets to limit global average temperatures to 1.5 degrees C above pre-industrial levels." Well, one of the most significant initiatives as part of this package is the Cleaner Clean Car Upgrade Program. It will support lower income and middle income families to transition to electric cars with a scrap and replace trial. That's great. That's a really, really good way of doing it. Now, the next generation of EV batteries is arriving. Been talking about this for years, says this blog on The Information, which, by the way, you can sign up to the newsletter on The Information. It's their electric blog called The Electric. It's written by Steve Levine, who is the authority on these matters. If you're not aware of Steve's work and background, if you're going to talk batteries and you're going to go up against Steve, you better have some chops. He writes, "We seem to have been talking about the future of next-gen batteries forever, but now, while most of us have been preoccupied with the critical shortage of raw materials, one of those technologies, silicon anodes, has arrived for use at commercial scale in EVs. As part of a two-part look at the next-gen surprise, we'll dive into the factories that are promising high-concentration silicon for EVs next year." And then next week, he turns to another technology that was further away but is now closer: sodium ion batteries. You can sign up to his newsletter and read all about that. I'll read you a quick blast here, but I won't spoil it. "Several companies are promising to deliver commercial grade EV battery electrodes made of highly concentrated silicon, with increasing volumes to come over the rest of the decade. In the past month, startups Group 14 and Silotech Nanotechnologies announcing plans for large factories to build the electrodes, signalling the surprising arrival of the next generation of commercial EV batteries. At a time when driving range is a central showstopper for ambivalent consumers, silicon has the potential to boost a battery's capacity by 20%. Read more about that. Sign up to the Electrek newsletter. And there really is no, there are very few people in the world better to read than his writing on batteries. Now we'll talk Uber, the new Comfort Electric option. So when you're in your Uber app, you can now click on either Comfort, which is a bit cheaper, or Comfort Electrics. You do pay a little bit more to get one of these, but you'll get either a Tesla or a Polestar as part of Uber's commitment to go zero emissions. They have a partnership with Hertz to make 50,000 Teslas up to 50,000 Teslas available by 2023 to Uber drivers. And now there's a new way of calling an Uber, and that is by tapping the Comfort Electric button. It's currently active in LA, San Francisco, San Diego, and Dubai, but they're adding more cities, they say. It sits above Uber Green, which includes both electric and hybrids, and it sits below Uber Black. It does come at a premium, but not by too much. Along with a new product for riders, Uber also launching a new EV hub for its drivers that includes everything they need to drive electric. I'll pop a link to that story from Electrek in the show notes. Now, we're talking about Tesla. Just changing a few positions in Kelly Blue Book's luxury car shopper table. And this isn't as simple as it seems at first reading or listening, so stay with me to the end of this. More luxury car shoppers are considering a BMW than any other brand so far in 2022. Cadillac's rise is also big news, and Tesla's slip is the headline. Kelly Blue Book's Brand Watch Report is a perception survey that weaves in consumer shopping behaviour to determine how a brand stacks up with its segment competitors. BMW being the most considered brand is nothing new. The brand has held the top position for more than 3 years. Lexus took the title briefly at the end of last year. Tesla, meanwhile, falling down to fifth in the table in 2022. But I'll pop a link to that story in the show notes. When you think about it, Tesla could be falling down the table because there's more competition and more people are considering other vehicles. Or are Tesla shoppers not giving the names, or potential Tesla shoppers not giving the names of other EV makers because they're not considering other EV makers? In which case, it doesn't matter where Tesla is on this list, because this is who they are. Shoppers will consider to buy an EV. Well, if you've made your mind up, if your position is there's only one EV for me, it's Tesla. That's the one I'm getting. Well, then you can put BMW top of this list every day of the week. It won't affect you, will it? Because you're going to buy a Tesla. Your mind is made up. So, as I say, got to look into these things a little bit sometimes and look past the headlines. Now we'll talk about Rivian warning that a dispute with a seat supplier could threaten production. A key supplier of seats, with Rivian warning that a pricing dispute could even impact production of their vans and the Amazon vehicles. Oh, I've said this a million times already on this podcast. Being a startup is not easy. Another example there of how just to get these vehicles on the road is a huge achievement for any of these startups. Now, we're going to finish off with a bit of regulatory stuff. Stay with me. This is not nerdy, I promise. It's really interesting because last year, the European Commission, long-term listeners have heard me say, I think there are three places in the world that have driven EVs forward. California, with the California regulations. The EU, the European Union, so not Europe, but the European Commission, and China. I think those three territories and the rules they make, all of which have been different, by the way, different levers have been pulled in. I think more than anything else, they've combined to drive EVs forward. So here, with the EU carbon dioxide rules, it was all about fining car makers for emitting too much CO2, which drove them towards EVs. Last year, we have the proposal of the 2035 phase out. They call it Fit for 55, which does sound like some sort of elderly's aerobic class. But Fit for 55 was their package of measures to meet net zero emissions by that year. It also determines the future of the sources of greenhouse gases, cars and vans. MEPs, members of the European Parliament, and the EU governments themselves are now deciding what these new clean car rules should be, including a proposal by the Commission that only zero emissions cars and not hybrids sold from 2035, because that rules out plug-in hybrids, which is the UK's position, which is we'll allow hybrids if they do a decent distance at zero emissions, which is a bit of a fudge, but I get it. And here's why it's interesting, because Ford have put their name to it. And I can't imagine Ford doing this even 24 months ago. Ford have put their name front and centre of this letter to the European Commission. Stuart Rowley is the chair of Ford Europe, and he said this, and I quote, "At Ford in Europe, we believe that freedom of movement goes hand in hand with caring for our planet and each other. That's why we are targeting all Ford vehicles to be zero emissions by 2035 in line with this call, the COP26 Route Zero initiative, and with our Paris climate commitment. To successfully achieve this, EU policymakers must also establish mandatory national targets for a seamless electric charging infrastructure that lives up to the growing demand for electric vehicles and will empower European consumers and businesses to take full advantage of living in a digital world." And that is the chair of Ford in Europe. And what about the CEO of Volvo? He said this, "Volvo Cars plans to become fully electric by 2030 and supports the end of fossil fuel vehicle sales in 2035. This would not only be in line with the goals of the Paris Agreement, which would require 100% zero tailpipe emission vehicle sales by 2035, but it's just the right thing to do. The window for us to avoid the worst impacts of global warming is rapidly closing. At this critical moment, now is the time for the EU to reaffirm its leadership in climate action." That's Jim Rowan, CEO of Volvo Cars. So that's amazing, that letter going in to the European Commission with two big, big car makers front and centre. Wowee. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. Get this answered on email. I'll read out your answers on Sunday. It'll be the last thing I do before we take a week off and Blake keeps you company. What's the best way to educate your friends, family and colleagues about electric cars? Let me know. Hello at evnewsdaily.com is my email. Thanks to our premium partners on Patreon. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice making public charging simple with one card, one map and one app, and millbrookcottages.co.uk, five-star luxury cottages in Devon. Treat yourself to a break. Charge your EV while you're there. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.